Hi, this is Ross Allen Skorzewski, producer of The Mark Gunger Show. During Mark's recent travels and speaking engagements, Mark has suffered a minor, and I do want to emphasize minor, setback to his ability to use his voice. We appreciate your support and prayers during this time and hope to be back in the saddle as soon as possible recording new shows. Until then, we will be running previously recorded shows and appreciate your continued listenership and support of The Mark Gunger Show. Thank you and enjoy the show.
Caution, The Mark Gunger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And, besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to The Mark Gunger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Gunger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of The Mark Gunger Show, Mark Gunger.
Goes wild as they do every day on the Mark Gunger Show, because this is the program that is dedicated to the subject
of
marriage.
Indeed.
Marriage is what brings us together today.
I am, of course, Mark Gunger.
I'm a man. I'm sensitive. I need to feel loved. I need to be desired.
Joining me, as always, is the loving, lovely, and charming Miss Diane Brierly.
This chick is toast.
Also joining us today, Ross Allen Skorzewski.
I haven't got a brain.
Glad that he's joined us with us
I
today.
Like that one.
I hate you both.
And as always, pushing all the knobs and twisting the buttons, and heaven only knows what else is going on out there, Timothy Ray, the engineer of the program. This is the program that we discuss challenges concerning relationships. If you have marital dilemmas, arguments that you've been having over and over again, you're convinced you're right and your spouse is demon-possessed, send it to us. We will weigh in on it. If you have questions concerning marriage or any other such thing, dating, relating, and whatnot, you can send it to us at radio@markgunger.com. And we will weigh in on it. As always, we turn to Lady Brierly as she gives us our daily whatever you call it.
Well,
report
today,
in the news.
Today is the daily source of irritation, I think.
Ah.
Since I heard about this story several days ago, it's just been irritating me highly. I almost couldn't wait to bring it, but yesterday's show was the perfect setup to bring it today. So we will bring it today. Remember yesterday you were talking about, well, it was the article about the 70-some percent of men who don't regret cheating. And
I just remember ending the show yesterday with the urge
to merge. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. And you were talking about how it's all about you have to do what makes you happy, and regardless of the path of destruction that you leave behind in divorcing. Well, I don't know if you followed this a few days, 10, 12 days ago, something like that, they must have been high society people in New York or something. She was a reporter and he was for Time Warner, big mucky muck people, but they ended up leaving their own spouses and got married to each other. And they ran the story in the vows section of the New York Times. And it wasn't that they...
What is the vows section?
It's about weddings and stuff like that of the New York
Times.
So they
put this story in.
Yes. Yes. So it
about adultery.
Yeah, starts marriage, divorce.
And then, but the
they
thing of it was...
They never did commit adultery, though.
If you followed the whole press on this, the problem wasn't that they were both lying pieces of crap who left their spouses and destroyed their children. The problem was that everybody didn't think that it should have been put in the vows section. That was the problem, that this was – that it should
well,
not have been put in the vows
section.
That
is problematic of all the things. Of course, the New York Times, these are the people. They don't consider marital values to be worth jack crap. So the fact that they would stick it in with the vows as a mockery to marriage is no shock to me. It's the New York Times, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah. How I first heard about this was one day at lunchtime watching Fox News, because they were talking about how terrible it was that it was put into the vows section. All the while, this whole round table of these pretty but stupid women sitting around talking about, well, you know, it wasn't their fault that they found the wrong person or the right person at the wrong time.
They went way out of their way. What a bunch of horse manure.
I was yelling at the television. I was so irritated watching that because
it's the culture in which we live. That's the opening line in the article. Yes. What happens when love comes at the wrong time? First of all, love like that does not come at the wrong time. Lust comes at the wrong time. Selfishness, narcissism, me wanting what I want, the way I want it, when I want it, that comes at the wrong time. But real love, which is beyond feelings, doesn't happen at the wrong time.
Selfishness and narcissism never comes. There's never a right time for that, is there?
No, clearly not.
So these people
are married, and then all of a sudden they run into someone else.
Yes.
And, oh, love came at the wrong time. What do you do? I don't know. How about you not being lying pieces of crap?
But here's the kicker.
Just keep your word and commitment to your family.
They told their initial spouses, and they'd never acted on their feelings sexually, of course, emotionally. And then after a period
of
time.
Who believes that?
That's what they said. But the thing is, this article absolutely lays out the idiotic thinking that people have today. I mean, it really does. It's like the soap opera version of how I think most people think, because it says that the connection was immediate but platonic. In fact, as they became friends, so did their spouses. There were dinners, Christmas parties, and even family vacations together.
Oh baby.
That was bad. That was bad. That was uncalled for and very bad. Step away from the buttons for the rest of the story, Mr. Gunger. Don't touch the buttons. Don't touch the buttons. She says that she was surprised to find herself eagerly looking for him at school events and missing him when he wasn't there.
It's called lust, you Nimrod. Lady, I was surprised. It's called lust.
I didn't admit to anyone how I felt. To even think about it was disruptive and disloyal. What she didn't know was that he was experiencing similar emotions.
But see, that's the point. She got it right the first time. It was disloyal and disruptive.
And they should have stopped
right
there.
To the lives of their children. You stop.
Right there.
You stop.
Right there. They first tried to deny it, and they tried to ignore it.
I was watching the other night, Moonstruck. You see this movie.
Did you watch it again?
Which is not exactly Christian values big time in that either. But what I did love is the mom. She was walking home. This guy was walking her home. And he was basically wanted to, you know, come to my house and we can have sex. Mm-hmm. And she says, no. Why not? I know who I am. I know who I am. I know who I am. I know what I believe. I know my values, my family. My, you know, that's life. Yes. That's real life. That's the way it should
be. That's the way it should be in real life. Sadly, for a lot of people, real life is more like this. It says,
my question, what's going to happen the next time she, a few years later, sees someone else?
Oh, I see somebody else. Somebody else is in her kid's classroom.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Stop with the bad buttons.
That's not bad.
She said they couldn't ignore their easy rapport. They got each other's jokes and finished each other's sentences. They shared a similar rhythm in the way they talked and moved. The very thing one hopes to find in another person, but not when you're married to someone else. She said she remembered crying in the shower, asking, why am I being punished? Why did someone throw him in my path when I can't have him?
How narcissistic.
I know.
It's all about me. Why am I being punished? I love this guy.
Okay.
Oh, he really loves her. Oh, yeah, he's just fascinated by her.
Boobies. Okay.
That's all he's thinking.
This one, you're going to love this line. As he saw it, their options were either to act on their feelings and break up their marriages or to deny their feelings and live dishonestly.
See, that's what fried
that's
my butt.
That's what people think.
See, they think, they jump over the fact that they are being dishonest by what they're doing.
Right.
To them, not to be lying pieces of crap would be dishonest. Yeah.
They're dishonest to their feelings.
You missed the best part, though. So they went and actually met.
No, it's coming.
No, you jumped ahead.
I jumped over the part where they met each other.
They met. He says, I love you. She bolts. She runs. But 5 minutes later, comes back and says, I feel the same way, and then runs again.
But then they worked it out. He said that pain or more pain was how he summarized it. It's either pain of this unrequited love or pain in following, you know, their desires and their art. It was just...
boobies.
Maybe that's what it was.
What about the wiener?
Yes.
I'm sure they eventually got to that. Step away from the buttons, Gunger. She says
so right.
That they
it's a
did
Homer
not...
Day.
Homer?
Homer.
Oh, okay. I thought you said something else.
No.
Homer Day. She said, the part that's hard for people to believe is that we didn't have an affair. I didn't want to sneak around or sleep with him on the side. I wanted to get up in the morning and read the paper with him. So with that goal in mind, they told their spouses, I did a terrible thing as honorably as I could. The pain he had predicted pervaded both of their lives as they faced distraught children and devastated spouses while the grapevine buzzed and neighbors ostracized them.
But who cares about the children?
I think they were a little bit more worried about the grapevine, probably.
Oh, they're fascinated about their own lusts and being fascinated by themselves.
The human wang is a beautiful thing.
Stop. That doesn't even fit. Stop pressing buttons.
It doesn't even fit.
No, it doesn't. Stop it.
They're just narcissistic.
I can't help but do what I feel.
And my feeling determines how I feel. I got to do what I feel, baby.
Stupid. She says, I came to realize it wasn't a punishment. It was a gift, but I had to earn it. Were we brave enough to hold hands and jump? I'll tell you where to jump. Oh, my gosh. It irritates me. I didn't believe in the word soulmate before, but now I do. I will always feel terribly about the pain I caused my ex-husband. It was not that I would...
But not my children.
No, she doesn't say anything about children. It's not that
I'll
what
always
I ever would have...
feel terrible about the pain I caused my...
It's not what I ever would have wished upon him. My kids are going to look at me now
and
know...
how devastated he is. All of a sudden, your spouse comes up to you and says, I'm in love.
Oh, yeah, with our friend.
I'm in love with the next door neighbor.
You know, the guy you've been going on fishing trips with?
You just ripped somebody's heart out.
Absolutely.
And I just feel badly about it.
It's too bad. Too bad. I feel really badly.
And shows.
The total delusional part, and this is what people who do this, they divorce, they drag their kids through this, and this is what they think. She's the last thing that I'm going to read, says, my kids are going to look back at me and know that I am flawed and not perfect, but also deeply in love. We're going to have a big, noisy, rich life with more love and more people in it. I'm telling you, that's the delusional crap that people think.
No,
this is it.
You missed the worst line she said when she said, this is life, said the bride, embracing the messiness of the moment along with her bridegroom, embracing the messiness.
Yeah, this is how it goes. No, it's not how it goes. It's what you created. I'm telling you, I was so... You cannot tell that I'm irritated, can you?
Are you nuts? Oh.
But this is what people think.
No, I know.
This is what they think.
I know. And they'll publish this, and there'll be more stories about this, and there'll be panels on Fox. I understand. I mean,
they did the right thing.
They just shouldn't have put it in the paper.
Stop and think about it. These people... were more concerned about where it was placed in the paper than it devastated this man.
That's right. And the kids.
And the children.
And their kids.
Yes. But see, there are a lot of people out there that will look at this and say, well, they did the right thing versus living in a lie.
I would have loved to shove that in their face. You're more concerned about where it was in the paper than the fact that you destroyed these people's, their spouses.
Yeah.
Who cares about where it's in the paper, you idiot? Look at these people's lives.
I'm saying that was the biggest problem, where it was in the paper, they've done to all these people involved. It just hacks me off. I'm sorry. Thank you for indulging my hackedness for the morning. Thank you for hacking it up.
It's just all lust. The whole thing's about lust. They get caught up in her. They feel a certain way.
Boobies.
You make me feel a certain way. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Am I turning you on?
Good grief.
All right, I'm
so they sell out the people in their lives they've made the biggest promise and commitment to. I've often wondered what... See, I'd love to see these people 10 years later. But it doesn't matter. They could be extremely happy and deliriously married.
It still doesn't
make it right. It doesn't matter.
It's as wrong can be, whether they're happy as clams and Warden June Cleaver. I don't care.
And we don't care why they put it in the paper. Good grief.
And the sad thing is hopefully, you know, probably not believers, so you can't expect any kind of different behavior than what they're doing.
Nah, you still can't.
But there are believers who do this. I've talked to them.
I know this
isn't exclusive to the non-believers.
My butt.
Yes.
Christians.
This
get
is
into
Christian
this.
Thinking,
and they
too.
Spiritual. Oh, well, God really meant for us to be together. Oh, man. All they're doing is taking the same stuff. They'll do whatever terminology they have to use to, like these people, to justify their destructive behavior.
Right.
Rather than being honest about what they're doing, they couch it with all this love talk and soulmate talk.
It's bunk, I tell you.
Blah, 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 blah. Anyway. What are you going to do?
If you're going to get mad at me every time I do something stupid, then I guess I'll just have to stop doing stupid things.
Please do.
Well, wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be great if people quit doing stupid things?
Just stop doing stupid things.
Heaven forbid.
And I won't be mad.
All right, we'll take a break, and we'll be back with, we'll pick up our email that we left off yesterday on the
urge to merge
right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to radio@markgunger.com, and Mark can answer them during one of our shows. Band of Brothers Radio, your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles.
You'll never conquer that thing that's got a hold of you until you bring it out of secret, out of the darkness, and bring it into the light.
And you know, that is such the key right there. Because truly what it boils down to for me, my experience is that I had to get to that place where I've said, I've had enough. Mm-hmm. I don't have another ace up my sleeve. In every situation, I believe that it's a constant surrender.
Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org. 1 hour a day of Mark, not enough? Why not take him with you? Each of Mark's audio CD series are at least 4 hours of Bible teaching, laughing, and learning that you can listen to wherever you are, at work, in your car, or at home. Topics include men and women.
We live in a culture that's completely clueless and believes in all kinds of nonsense. You need to know something. The key to a successful marriage is not finding the right person. It's doing the right thing.
Family issues.
Men need to be involved with their children. Children need the challenge and the risk that men offer to them.
And even verse-by-verse Bible studies. All with Mark Gunger's humor and sometimes outrageous take on the subject at hand. To see all of the series available and order your copy today, log on to laughyourway.com or call 866-52-LAUGH. Order now at laughyourway.com.
Of you trying to be more of a man for you, and I don't have much riches, but we gonna see it through.
Who's this?
Lenny Williams.
I don't even know who that is.
Never heard of him.
Any man singing a woman like that? Hook, line, and sinker, baby.
No, he has a high voice. No, it's not tripping my trigger. Lots of women. Not tripping my trigger.
What did he say?
Some men need lots of women. To feel. For all their emotions to feel. But I
want only you, girl. Ooh, I like it.
Yeah. If it's in. If it's in. If it's in.
Still
it's
not
in God's
doing it
will.
Me.
If it's in. Yeah.
Still all not right. doing it for me, sorry.
Well, you are listening to The Mark Gunger Show. Hopefully, it is God's will for you today to listen to our rambling as we discuss all things maritally related. Yesterday's show, we ended with an email of some nice Christian girl who was talking about doing things right, even though at times she felt the urge mm-hmm. to
emerge.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the normal healthy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. So
sometimes she gets the urge to merge or to do something sexual. Remember, she's 20 years old, mm-hmm. deciding to honor God.
Mm-hmm.
And then with all of the images and everything around her, sometimes it becomes difficult. She continues by saying, I am strongly.
By the way, you single people who want to do life right, particularly those of you who share Christian values like we talk about on this program. One of the main reasons you want to do it right, even though you feel the urge to merge, or even though you feel like doing something you shouldn't do, is because you need to train yourself not mm-hmm. to respond how you feel, because those things don't go away. Even after you get married, it's like the opening.
Then you end up doing what these idiots did.
Yeah, you do
did.
What the opening idiots did. Why? Because they felt the urge to merge, mm-hmm. and they felt like doing this. And
it's denying yourself. It's saying no.
Well, they think because they're not married yet, and it's just normal, and it's no big deal, and well, let's go ahead and do it anyway. What you don't know is you're setting yourself up. Mm-hmm. You've set up a pattern where you're saying to your life, regardless of the values that I hold true or dear or whatever I think is right or wrong, all that becomes secondary once I feel the urge to merge.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't learn to say no to that now, sweetheart, you won't be able to say no to it later.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like these things go away, people.
Nope. There is nothing magic in that wedding ring when they put it on your finger that makes all of this crap go away.
There's still temptations all around, unless you're going to lock yourself in a barrel somewhere and hide. At some point in life, and starting now is when you do it, that's why you should teach your young people, those of you listening, why they should wait, because you have to teach yourself to say no to your urges,
mm-hmm.
because those urges never go away. Now, the beauty in marriage, obviously you have an advantage that you can fulfill those urges with mm-hmm. each other. But still, the temptations are still there. And let's face it, you take one look at a body like mine, you know, you got to have it.
We're both looking at you and...
There are no words.
Words cannot
Am
express.
Am I turning you on?
There are just no words.
Okay. All right, so continue
okay,
on.
It sounds like her head is in the right place and she's got all the right thinking. I am strongly against masturbation and pornography because of the destructive behavior and results they produce.
Good.
Plus, they just make me sick to my stomach.
Good for you.
I know men have an outlet for built-up sexual tension through nocturnal emissions, mm-hmm. but what about women? I know God created us to be sexual beings, but what advice can you give to young, God-fearing women like myself in how to deal with built-up sexual tension before marriage?
Just get married. That's the hope. The
well,
whole
she doesn't mention a boyfriend or anything like that, so it doesn't
First
seem
of all, it's
like
not
that's
the same.
On
the
radar.
The reason why you don't have whatever, it's not the same. It's different for men than it is for women. What she's saying is she still feels an urge mm-hmm. to be sexual. Yes. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Welcome to the human race.
Mm-hmm.
We all dig it. It's great. It's fabulous. Okay? The answer is not to masturbate. The answer isn't to look at porn. The answer isn't to boink some bimbo, or in your case, some guy mm-hmm. you don't know or barely know. The answer is find somebody and get married.
And in the meantime?
Well, you're going to be fine. They're not going to die. Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying. You got to teach. Because if you don't teach yourself to say no now,
mm-hmm.
what are you going to do when you're this lady in the story?
Exactly.
And you've been married for 20 years and you see this guy and all of a sudden you feel this real urge and, you know, you've never learned to say no to it.
So how to deal with the built-up tension is you just deal with it. You just...
You'll be fine. Mm-hmm. No one's ever died from failure to ejaculate or reach an orgasm. There's never been a toe tag anywhere on a body in a morgue that says cause of death, failure to reach orgasm. I mean, you know, people talk about it like eating.
Like you'll die.
You know,
without it.
And that's a little concerned about the way she's saying, well, what can mm-hmm. I do? First of all, you have to understand, it's not like eating.
Mm-mm.
You
Go
don't
for
eat.
A run.
If you don't eat, you will die.
Right.
If you don't drink water,
you will die.
You will die. If you don't breathe air, you will die. Don't put sex in the same
no.
category.
It's not.
What am I going to say? Because that's what people do. That's what I'm saying. Oh, what are we going to do with young people? If you tell them not to masturbate, and oh, what are they going to do? Well, first of all, they'll be fine. It's not in the same category
mm-hmm. right.
as those other things. I get they want to do it. I mm-hmm. want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan, personally, of doing it. For heaven's sakes.
Having but, sex, you mean? You're
yes.
not talking about masturbating.
No. I hate masturbating.
No, I know. I just wanted
well, no,
to clarify
was on
because the
tail end
of the way you were saying it. I wanted to make sure nobody took that
wrong. Wanting
to
have sex, be
yes.
sexually fulfilled.
Right.
I want to
yes.
be sexually fulfilled
right.
just like everybody else in the world wants to be sexually fulfilled. For heaven's sakes.
But it's not in the same category of right. eating and drinking or life, mm-hmm. which again, our opening article. If they don't fulfill this, they'll be dishonest. They'll die.
No,
they
won't.
Can't move on. Life won't be the same. I'll be not true to myself. Oh, I'm going to die if I don't.
No, no, no.
This is what your life will stink. You will be fine. Look, the sex drive is strong. We all admit that. But I'm telling you, it's not in this. And this is something you don't hear from our culture.
No.
It's not in the same category as eating.
They treat it all
drinking,
the same.
And breathing. And they think
as
it
if
is.
They're equal.
And if you don't, you're going to die. You're going to explode. You know, and they laugh about it and they have these jokes and they have this movie, you know, 40 days, you know, this young man who went, he promised he'd go for 4 days without having sex or masturbating. Over four, and everybody thought this was impossible. I mean, this
it's
was like,
explode.
This was like Superman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You were just talking about, between the shows here about
Superman, too.
Superman, you know, yeah. that someone could fly and how cool is that that someone could fly, you know, and oh my goodness gracious, you know, what an incredible, amazing thing, you know. Oh my goodness gracious! If you don't masturbate, it's like doing something incredible,
superhuman,
like flying or
it's impossible.
It's impossible. You can't do it. The whole premise of that movie. Did you ever see that movie, by the way?
Superman 2?
No. The 40 days, 40 nights. Whatever.
No.
I didn't watch it just because I was the whole issue.
But it's like the Seinfeld episode, basically the same.
Oh yeah,
premise.
Yeah. They nobody can go without masturbating. Right. If you don't do that, if you don't have some kind of ejaculation or whatever, you're going to die. You'll perish. This is the culture in which we live. And what I'm trying to tell you, my dear wonderful girl, who has written into this, and God bless you. I understand you have a sex drive. We all have it. It's great and it's fabulous. And someday you'll be able to share that with someone who will love you dearly and it will be great and you'll have great fun. But trust me, it is not in the same category as eating, drinking, and breathing. You will not die. You might be a little uncomfortable at times, but you're not going to die.
And might
but
I
if
add-
you believe that you will somehow perish if you don't do this, which is what our culture mm-hmm. teaches, you'll do something foolish.
Hmm. Might I add, because in the paragraph above, she was talking about all of the sexual images, music, and all of that. Minimize that.
Yeah, don't listen
seriously,
to all that
do
stuff.
Do not listen don't, to that. Don't watch it.
Don't go
be
see chick flicks where everybody's boinking each other's brains out and feeling all over each other.
Don't watch that stuff. Don't hang out with guys where you're all, you know, I don't want to say touchy-feely, but you know, if you're hanging out with guys and friends and some of that sexual tension and chemistry is going, stay away from that stuff. Don't do that. That stuff. That's
oh,
it.
Baby.
Yeah, don't put yourself in the oh, baby position.
That's it.
Oh, Lord.
You'll be fine. All you people, all y'all listening to me, with your kids, with yourself, you've got to understand you will not die. I'm telling you, we live in a culture who puts it in the same category.
I know.
The idea of you not doing this is like not breathing.
I know.
How can you hold your breath for 40 days and 40 days? Mm-hmm. Nobody can do that. How can you not eat for 40 days? How do you not? Which, by the way, you can go without
it's
eating for 40 days.
It's all equal in their minds.
Yeah.
Thinking.
But and you want to stay away from that thinking. It is destructive thinking. You'll be fine. Save yourself, my dear. It'll be wonderful. Get out there. Get found. Get some boys' attention. Woohoo! Sex is great. You're going to love it.
But you got to do it the right way.
Do it right the way.
That's right.
That's what makes it so great. And it'll be fun. And it'll be great. But even after you're married, after a while, you realize you're still not going to die.
You might think you are, but you're not.
Yeah, no one's going to die. It'll be fine. All right. So much for dealing with the urge to merge. If you have an email question, you can send it to us at radio@markgunger.com. And we will tackle it the best of our ability. We'll be back with more right after this break.
She's a pastor's wife and a jail chaplain. The Debbie Chavez Show.
My delight now to re-welcome to our program the author of that best-selling book, The Five Love Languages, Gary Chapman.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
The Debbie Chavez Show.
Best-selling author, Stormy O'Mardian.
Hi, Debbie.
The Debbie Chavez Show.
And so what I've learned from so many of my guests and what I've learned from my life experience of trial and error is that we have an enemy of our souls, that would be the devil, who loves to lie to us, and we buy the lies. He's the one that whispers in your ear, you know, all guys watch pornography. It's normal. It'll be okay. It's not hurting anybody. Or maybe the enemy whispers into your ear, you really need to eat that chocolate cake. You really need to have that order of french fries. Just drive through the drive-thru at McDonald's. It'll make you so happy. You've had a rough day. It's a big, fat, stinking lie. Let's be smart here and examine the thoughts that we entertain in our minds. Is that thought really from God? Or is it from the enemy? And if it's from the enemy, kick it out.
The Debbie Chavez Show, streaming daily at faithplace.org.
Mark Gunger's sold-out women's conference is now available on DVD.
Here's the question of the evening. Why would a man like myself be concerned about helping women become strong, confident women? Because I'm concerned about marriages, families, churches. Ultimately, I'm concerned about men. You're here tonight because I'm concerned about men. Why would I be concerned about men? Because I do not believe that we will be able to unlock the spiritual potential in men as long as we have women who enable those men to act very badly.
Order your Butt-Kicking Women's Conference DVD with over 6 hours of life-changing speakers. Available at laughyourway.com.
I am Mark Gunger. You are listening to The Mark Gunger Show, the show that talks about marriage, relationship, dilemmas of all sorts along that line. If you have any questions, you can email them to us at radio@markgunger.com. Lady Brierley.
This is funny. This headline caught my eye, and when I read it out loud before the show started, you said, let's use that one. So here we go. Anger at God is common even among atheists.
How stupid can you be?
So funny. It says, in studies, atheists and agnostics reported more anger at God during their lifetime than believers. I'm sorry, that makes me laugh.
Well, then they're not atheists. How can you be mad at God if there's no God?
I don't know. I don't know.
People are so inconsistent in their thinking.
I mean, it just seemed like people a bizarre so headline.
Dumb. People are just dumb.
Stupid is, stupid
oh
does, sir.
Oh, my gosh. Then you must believe in God. Oops, then you're not an atheist. Oops.
Survey show. The people most angry at God are atheists.
I'm sorry. I thought that was funny.
You know what? I really think these people, they are just mad at God. So their way of punishing God is, I'm not going to believe in you.
Right.
Yep.
Which is an asinine concept. Either there is no God or there's a God.
Right.
You can't get mad. You're not going to insult a God you don't believe in.
But
you don't believe in because you're mad at him.
Yeah.
It's like me saying, Ross, I'm mad at you, therefore you don't exist. Good grief.
That is very funny. I just thought it was hilarious. Wow.
So this was actually a study.
It was actually a study.
Awesome.
Yep. An actual study.
We're smarter now.
They asked college students, but it was a study of college students, so take that for what it's worth.
In studies on college students, atheists and agnostics reported more anger at God than believers. A separate study also found this pattern among bereaved individuals.
Bereaved what? Means sad.
People
you know,
might.
Oh, they're also
something.
Mad at God.
Mm-hmm. Loved ones. Oh, yeah. Why did God let this happen to me?
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. This phenomenon, why is that a phenomenon?
Phenomenon of being mad at God?
Yeah.
Phenomena.
Is something X-line in college or in future research? I don't know. Who knows?
What are you doing?
Phenomena.
Phenomena. We were trying to get you to go with
it. It's the Muppets, but it was just phenomena.
What song is that?
Phenomena. It's phenomena. I don't know what
the name is. Yeah, it's phenomena by the Muppets.
No, this is it was.
There's a real song.
Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass.
Is it Herb Albert that did it?
Yeah, that's the song.
Phenomena.
I like the Muppets better.
I do too. And then Animal starts playing the drums.
Yeah. And goes off now. It's all scat, you know? This is awesome.
All right. Have we an email or something here?
We are to an email and on from the Muppets.
All right.
My husband and I are a Christian couple in our 20s who have been married for 4 years.
Okay.
4 years in their 20s. Neither of us were virgins when we got married, but we waited in our relationship. So they didn't have sex before they married with each other, but they had with other people.
What? They only had sex with each other.
But they had had sex previously with other people. Neither of them
were
with
each other.
Yeah, but their relationship, they waited till they were married for sex.
Got it. Okay,
checking with me.
Okay. Now I am.
The issue,
Emily,
yeah, that's why I've backed up. We seem to constantly be discussing our differences in our need for and desire for sex. He seems to think there's something wrong with me because I'm interested way less often than him. He says he feels like I have a brick wall up most days and that I repeatedly reject his attempts to turn me on. We do get physically intimate a couple of times a week, so they're still having sex about twice a week. But he says that he wishes that I was more attracted to him and that I enjoyed sex more. I have told him that I don't
I have no idea what he's talking about. I can imagine any man ever having that conversation with his wife.
Yes, I'm sure not. I have told him that I don't think this is about attraction or lack of enjoyment, as I do enjoy being with him when things heat up. I just think I have a lower interest. Now, there's something to add here. She says, and remember, they've only married 4 years. Uh-huh. Something else I need to add is that my husband struggled with looking at pornography to the point of having a sexual affair with a female coworker a year and a half ago. Since then, we've been working on our marriage, and he's been doing very well with not looking at the porn and has been accountable to me and a trusted friend. We're doing quite well and are actually going to be renewing our vows. However, this issue about sex seems to always be there. I have agreed with him that my lack of interest may be due in part to the trust issues, but I'm hoping that that will change over time as we heal together.
Do you think?
I want him to be pleased with me and not feel rejected all the time, but I am worried that if things keep going the way they are, he will stop being interested in me because I say no so often.
Yeah, she's merging issues mm-hmm. here. That's her problem. The fact that he committed adultery is just he committed adultery.
Mm-hmm.
He's a lying piece of crap. And if he admitted it and repented and you're willing to forgive him, then move on. But it's separate from your desire for sex or not having desire for sex. Apparently, she was having this problem anyway before. As she would. He would perceive as a problem. Obviously, she doesn't.
Well, if he's getting sex twice a week, is it that big of a problem?
No, it's pretty good. Well, when you're 20s, know, you'd be a lot higher than that. Well, my concern is what happens when you're in your 40s. What are you going to have once a year?
Well, and it doesn't seem like the number of times was it. It was more her reaction. Like she wasn't really into it. But if he was watching porn, then he was expecting her to act like the porn girls. Yeah.
There's so many layers of this, it's kind of hard to focus on. Let me say this. If you're going to have a great sex life, you need to have it on purpose, mm-hmm. okay? Don't wait for yourself to feel all turned on and or some big emotional connection. Oh, you know, you have great sex on purpose. Or you should have sex, mm-hmm. I should say, on purpose. Sometimes it's great, sometimes it's not.
Well, and even if she's not interested, because she did say the question is there a way to increase my interest in him? Or does he just need to accept our differences and not ask for it so often?
Well, every couple deals with this. I know it sounds like it's weird. I mean, virtually everybody listening to this
I would say
is rolling their
couple.
Eyes and going, yep. Oh boy, welcome to mm-hmm. marriage. You know, one person seems to be more interested in sex than the other person. Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great if that wasn't the case? That'd be fabulous. Every couple, I know just about, a few exceptions, struggles with this. One of them is more interested in sex than the other. Usually it's the husband, but not always. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's the wife.
We hear a lot from the wives that say.
Yeah, they're complaining because mm-hmm. he's not interested in very much in sex. So quit overanalyzing it. Quit making a big deal of it. Quit freaking out about it. What you're doing is normal.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody deals with this. This is normal. Now the question is, what are you going to do about it? Now, if you're going to have a good marriage, even though you don't feel like it, you see, because a lot of people think in order to be sexual, she has to feel this great mm-hmm. physical desire or this big emotional connection. You don't. Most of the time, dearie, sex is just sex.
And she did say it was great when they got going.
Well, it's great, you mm-hmm. know, which is usually the case.
Well, then respond to some of his
it's
advances.
Well, it's amazing how many women don't feel like having sex until they're having sex.
Yeah. That's very true.
They don't feel like doing it until they're doing it. So, in the words of Nike, just do it, for heaven's sakes.
But if he's expecting her to be all, like the porn
well,
girls.
That's an assumption, question.
Yeah,
though.
We don't
that's
know
an
that.
Assumption.
Yeah.
And she's just turning down an advance for him to be able to take her to that place where she can actually, you know, experience desire.
I will say this. If she's starving the boy out sexually, you are creating a bad scenario, mm-hmm. sweetheart.
Yes.
You can blow it off on the porn. It may have been porn. I don't know too many guys who watch it, look at porn and go commit adultery, quite frankly.
Right.
They're usually separate deals. It really is.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. Most my complaint is guys who look at porn get all satisfied by women who aren't real.
Right.
And they live in a fantasy world. They're not out there chasing. other women.
It just it sounds like there's a lot more to the story. Than
that's what
the
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's very, very layered, and she's layering issues. He should be. Should he be looking at porn? No. You knock his head off. You ever tell him, hey, if I ever see you doing that, I'm going to kick you out. The fact that he committed adultery, that's a major problem. Now, you guys need, you'll need to get counseling or whatever to walk through that. That's going to take some time to heal from that. But if you're going to forgive him, you forgive him. Mm-hmm. You don't keep hanging this over his head. I love these people.
I forgive you, but I won't let you forget it.
And you were big on the idea of shutting a man down repeatedly breaks the guy, you know?
Well, if you're constantly shutting him down, then he goes out and commits adultery. What do you think is going to happen?
Right.
Well, because someone else is responding to his advances the way you are not.
That's what I'm saying. Yep. You don't want it. And again, the fact that you have twice a week to a guy in his 50s, you know, pushing 60, that sounds pretty normal. But you're in your 20s. Yeah. So let's face it. You don't want to have sex as often as he does. It sounds to me like you're the always one who's winning, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's good.
But he needs to win some of the time.
Yeah, he needs to. So if he wants, I'll bet you at 20-something years of age, your husband wants to have sex every day. That would be my guess. Mm-hmm. You've only been married a few years? I bet you'd like to have it every single day. Mm-hmm. You want to have it twice a week? All right, compromise. Do it 4 times a week. Mm-hmm. Do it 3 times a week. 4 times a week. There you go. There's your compromise. Well, I don't feel like it. Well, who cares what you feel like?
What's the worst thing that can happen? She doesn't feel like it, but then does in the midst of it, or she loses the man to an affair.
Yeah, because some other girl come along and, oh, she wants to have sex with
him. Well, especially if they've only been married for 4 years and this happened a year and a half ago, that's like a year and a half into the marriage.
Yes, and again, the fact that you're so young, it's worrisome because mm-hmm. if you were 56 and given us a story, we would tell you, oh, tell him to shut up. It's fine. Right. Twice mm-hmm. a week's fine. But you're in your 20s. Come on. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't feel like it. Well, okay, so you don't feel like it.
Yes.
They are Christian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, come on, do the right thing. You should be meeting each other's needs.
They didn't have sex together, but each of them had had sex with somebody else prior to their marriage.
Yeah, which, again, don't complicate the issues because that's really not your problem.
Right.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. She layers everything. Mm-hmm. She talks about the fact that he had sex outside of marriage and the fact that he looked at porn mm-hmm. and the fact that he had an affair mm-hmm. and then we're not having sex now.
May be connected, but they may not
be. I don't think they're connected, mm-hmm. In all honesty. I think mm-hmm. her problem is she doesn't want to have sex as mm-hmm. often as he does. That's your problem.
Which the is a common problem.
The fact that he had porn, that's a different problem. The fact that he met adults, that's a different problem. The fact that you
don't
had sex
tie him together.
Before marriage, that's a different problem. You've dealt with those things separately, okay? Now quit blending them all together. Mm-hmm. Your problem is he wants to have sex more than you. Mm-hmm. This is a problem that virtually every married couple in the universe has. Mm-hmm. All right? Except for a very few of them.
And we all hate those people
because they don't have the problem. So you've got to work it out. But again, twice a week in your 20s? Come on. You're driving a guy crazy. Again, I'm sure he'd... And I say, seriously, in that age, or depending on how early they are, there's guys that could easily do sex twice a day.
Every day, twice a day,
your husband could and be happy as a clam. That's what he wants. He wants to have sex every day, once in the morning, once at night, and once in a while, call you up for lunch, and let's go home and do it again. That's what he'd like, okay?
Wow.
You want to have probably reluctantly twice a week. That's a big chasm, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. You need to compromise with this guy. You starving him out sexually so he goes out and boinking other women isn't going to happen. What kind of life is that for you?
I think that's good.
Is this the life you want? That's not the life you want. It means you're going to have to put out more than you'd like, and he'll have to settle with less than he'd like.
You said reluctantly, though. He gets it.
Well, I bet you it's reluctantly.
Is it reluctant? So,
how amazing is that for him to know that she's going into this because, you know, she's giving him a bone?
Well, he has a bone and can't do anything about it.
No, you know what I meant. You know what I meant. Come on now. No, you know, I mean, what a drag.
The human wang is a beautiful thing.
Nothing to be ashamed of here, people. It's a beautiful thing.
But it's not fun for him.
I mean, I know that she may or may not have created this scenario, but it is not her fault that the dude went out and boinked another chick. It's not her fault.
Okay, yes and no. I mean,
I know what you're saying, but...
Because I know couples who do this. They starve out other person.
But it doesn't sound like he was starved.
He's 20 years old, and if every time it's...
And right after the marriage.
Now, wait a minute. And here's the other thing I've always noticed. Depending on who's talking, everybody exaggerates.
Yeah.
The person who wants to have sex all the time makes phrases like, we never get to have sex, even though maybe he's getting 5 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the person who doesn't want to get sex says, well, we have it at least
all
twice a week. I'll bet you she's exaggerating. Mm-hmm. I bet you do they have sex twice a week.
It would be interesting to hear both sides of the story at the same time.
Anyway, the bottom line, because we don't know everything in your life, but the bottom line is you need to meet his sexual needs. It's part of the deal. You got married. He wants to have sex twice a day. You want to have sex twice a week. you guys have got to meet in the middle, which means you're going to have to be both of you are going to have to come to an arrangement. And if you're one of these couples, as I always say, who always argues about when to have sex, just for the love of heaven, get a calendar. Sit down, grab the days. For the next 30 days, just try this. You and your husband, just try it. Take a calendar and for 30 days, mark off the days you're going to have sex. And you can decide morning, noon, or night. I don't care when you're doing. We're going to have sex. And then live it out for that 30 days. You will find the tension in your marriage dropping like a rock. And you'll be so much happier.
Quit formula for success.
Sitting around and fighting about this stupid thing. Everybody fights about it. Most people work through it. Some people, their marriages are destroyed as a result of it. Don't do this to your marriage. You're happy. You're young. Do it right. And quit connecting it to everything, all the problems in your life. Mm-hmm. That's really not your problem. Those other problems are other problems.
Mm-hmm.
But deal with them, or they've probably been dealt with. That's not her problem. Her problem is he wants to have sex a lot. She doesn't. It sounds like she's winning, if you will. But sweetheart, how much winning is this for you?
Well, if he went out and had an affair and life is miserable, she's not winning.
She's lucky that he still wants to have sex with her.
Yeah. The good news is he wants you.
Yes. That's exactly right.
Women say, oh, I hate it. He always wants sex. Really? Because that's kind of the point, isn't it?
He wants you.
He wants you.
When he stops wanting you, you're in a sorry world of hurt.
You could be in the other category of all the women who have husbands who are totally disconnected, who aren't interested in them at all because they just look at porn and masturbate. Mm-hmm. This is why a lot of guys, quite frankly, look at porn and masturbate. Because they might have a wife like this. They get tired. You have to understand, at some point, he will get tired of asking you.
Sure.
And then what are you going to have? In your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, you're going to have a guy who really could care less if you're there or not. Is that what you want? Keep the boy happy. Keep him interested. Work it out. We'll take a break. We'll be back right after this.
He's a pastor, best-selling author, and popular marriage speaker. He's Mark Gunger, bringing you hard-hitting and honest marriage advice.
Are you tired of wasting your time and money on marriage counseling that works temporarily but leaves you worse off than before? My name is Larry Bellotta, and I know what it's like to endure a miserable marriage because I've been there. I lived 27 years in a marriage made in hell, but in the 28th year, I fell in love with my wife, and today we're continuously married, 34 years happier than ever. Over the years of working with couples, I found that one thing holds them back from the marriage they really want: resentment. It's true. If you don't feel good, you won't do good. How many people in miserable marriages can do something positive when they feel angry inside? And it's in struggling marriages that you miss that intimacy, that closeness and connection that you used to have. It's time you tried something that really works when counseling won't. And that something is called the Fulfilled Couple Program. You're going to learn how to eliminate your negative feelings in 60 seconds so you no longer have to get angry, no longer have to get critical of one another. And that's why this program has an 88% success rate. Go to fulfilledcouple.com/Mark to learn more. That's fulfilledcouple.com/Mark. And get ready to fall in love again.
If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Men are more interested in sex than their wives. Why would you say that? Because generally it's true, but it's not always true. There are a lot of relationships where the wife is much more interested in sex than her husband. If you're here tonight and your wife is much more interested in sex than you are, I think I speak for all the men here when I say that we hate you.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. To view a schedule and register for an upcoming event, visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
Beautiful love, you are a mystery. Beautiful love, what have you done to me? I was contented till you came along, thrilling my soul with your song.
You're listening to The Mark Gunger Show, where we play some of the most obscure love songs ever known to man. Most of these I've never heard of. Who's this?
Sophie, I think, what is it, Tim McLeman?
Where do you find
my songs? I've never heard of that one either.
Ross is our producer. He comes up with this stuff. Who knows? Anyway,
It would be all country all the time if it was up to you, folks.
That's right, because not all the time, but I do like country.
Listen, I think we ought to talk about this thing we were just talking about during the break, because this is stuff that everybody deals with. It's everyday life. The question was, what about giving the guy a hand job if you get my drift? And a lot of people think that I would be against it. I'm not against that. What I'm against is somebody doing it by themselves. I think sex as a solo endeavor is what's wrong, and you rob your spouse.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And there's no connection. You don't want someone making love to himself. If she wants to do that for him, at least there's still a connection between the two of them.
Right.
I think that's fine.
Just don't let it become the norm. Don't let that be your
shouldn't be the norm, but I'm saying if a guy has a lot more higher sex drive than her and she just thinks, I just don't want to do this, then at least reach out and touch somebody. The old AT&T commercial.
Oh, no, that's not the hand.
Reach out and touch the guy, you know? And it'll be great because he's still connecting with you. And,
the human wang is a beautiful thing.
And just get it done with that way. I'm cool with that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's still the two of them connecting together. But I still think, in this lady's case, she needs to be more intentional in making love to her husband.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay, is that all you have to say about that?
That's all I got to say about that. How much can you say about the human way?
I don't know. I think you just didn't really want to continue talking. You wanted another excuse to play the Homer Simpson button.
What about the wiener?
Yeah. Right, I'm just
I have been accused of being sophomoric.
I don't get it.
I have no idea what they're talking about.
I don't see it.
I don't know why they would say that about me.
Immature adolescent.
I don't know
maybe,
why would anyone think that I, a mature man,
I don't know,
would be sophomoric.
What about the wiener?
So
the funny
weird.
Thing is that we sit here and laugh like a little high school,
I'm a seventh grader.
No, it was not. It was even that bad. I remember in third grade when they started talking about some of these things, and sex. I'm sitting there like, it's like Beavis and Butthead. He just said wiener.
He said wiener.
And now at 36, I'm still laughing.
I'm 56. I'm pushing the buttons.
If you were 106, you'd still be laughing.
I know. Yes,
you would. It'd be great. Like this.
Okay, we have some dating questions in the queue.
Oh, well, that's better than that when I'm old.
It'd be real labored and just gasp me.
Ross, be quiet.
I'll probably die laughing.
You probably will. You'll be laughing and your heart will stop.
And then
that's
give out.
And we need to have your headstone. Okay,
we should make everybody else laugh because I think I'm kidding around.
He died laughing.
And I'll be, hey, I'm dead. Here,
we're going to have a looping people. Sound of his laugh at his headstone.
Motion detector, so when somebody goes by, it starts laughing.
There we go.
You walk up to my tombstone.
Yes.
That's it.
Would that freak the willies out of you?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Especially in the middle of the night.
Oh, my gosh.
We should have motion detectors on tombstones. I want mine. Some guy steps on my tomb, man. All of a sudden. And then they'll drop over dead.
Exactly. Or have random insults.
They'll just...
I think that boobies should play.
Boobies.
Yeah, that one. Just have random sounds that appear. Do you want to be buried?
Do you want to get buried?
Do you want to be buried? Are you going to be buried?
Yeah.
Rather than cremated?
Oh, man, don't fry me. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I don't want to have any urn with your ashes just randomly sitting around somewhere.
Well, I want to be taxidermied.
It'd be like
that was the conversation of a couple of weeks ago.
I want to be in Ross's living room.
Was it Meet the Fockers?
For the rest of my life.
Yeah.
When the urn fell over and the cat came over.
Yeah. See, that's what I don't want to happen
to
me.
I'm okay with that.
No. Nah, put me in a regular casket and put me in the ground.
Box.
Or taxidermy me and put me in Ross's living room.
That's really That'd be great. Disturbing.
Like now, a big polar bear?
Not one of these special effect eyes that, you walk everywhere you go, it follows
you.
And that'd be great.
That would be creepy. I'm sorry. That would be creepy.
I think his eyes are following me. Ah, they are. Don't worry about it.
And then you have to have the sound effects coming out of the taxidermy. You.
How come they don't taxidermy people?
Because that's weird. Ed Gein tried that, and
He didn't taxidermy people. He just took their skin and made lampshades and sofas out of it.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
There must be some ethical problem with this.
What's wrong with that?
Because basically that's what they do when they embalm you.
Can
they taxidermy.
You taxidermy a person?
I'm sure you could.
Well, how come nobody does that?
Why would you?
Well, because the person's still there then.
I don't know.
Where you go? Yeah, with grandma.
I don't know.
Keep her in the rocking chair.
Well, you would have to tan. It wouldn't look like skin because you'd have to tan it. You know how they tan leather and stuff? That's what they have to do with dogs and stuff. But that's to the backside. They make it leather.
And they have fur.
Have you seen a hide when it's tanned on the back?
Yeah, you're like a taxidermy deer head.
Yeah.
It's just the cape.
Yeah.
And then there's a foam core they pull that cape off.
They tanned the back of it, so it's all sealed.
There's no skull.
So what would human skin look like tanned? You wouldn't look like skin.
We should be hairier then. That's our problem.
It is.
So
if we were
hairier, we
could be. Neanderthal, we could do it.
You're in real trouble.
I'm not hairy because I think we'd be taxidermied.
Oh, my God.
I think it would be great.
What a great revelation. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
I think it'd be fabulous.
Are you nuts?
It'd be hilarious.
I think that's a really weird concept. I shouldn't have asked you if you wanted to be buried. It just popped into my head.
Yeah, why did you go there?
I was just curious because I don't want to be buried.
You don't want to be buried?
No, and I don't want to have a visitation where you see my body.
Do you want to be like sprinkled in a garden so you can help flowers grow?
No, I just burn me or... Actually, I think that I want to have my body donated to science and just be gone and do whatever. And I mean, I don't care about the body. I don't care about the ashes. I don't care about any of that.
You need to be resurrected.
Are you a donor?
What? I'm a donor.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm a donor. Mm-hmm.
I'm a taker.
Same here.
No, see, I don't care. It's not my, it's just my body. You know,
so it creeps me out.
There's nothing there anymore.
I don't know.
So I don't want to be in a box and I don't
really
want people
dead,
to come and look at me.
Dead,
what if you're partially? What if you're just mostly dead?
Well, the embalmer takes care of that.
They're taking your kidney and your heart. You're like, hold up.
It just so happens that your friend here is only mostly dead.
I don't want you to come
be looking
at me.
There's a big difference between mostly dead and all dead.
I could be mostly dead. And then you start taking things out. I'll be going, hey, stop.
That's right.
That's my liver.
Yeah, possibly. But I don't want someone to come and look at me when I'm laying. I don't want.
What are you going to care?
I don't know. I'm not going to care.
And that's what they're thinking.
Okay. I want to be taxidermied and roboticized.
We can arrange this. We're just going to pawn you
so
off.
So you come to the funeral. The top opens up and all of a sudden I sit up. And I turn my head, and then I turn back, and I lay back down.
Oh, this is just
weird. It'll be hilarious.
This will be arranged.
Wouldn't it be great?
It would be highly disturbing to some people. Seriously. Highly disturbing.
We're
going to
have flattest sounds coming from your casket.
Okay. Are you going to talk about this for the next minute and a half, or are we going to try to answer another email?
Yes. I think it'll be hilarious.
Excuse me?
No, it'll be great.
It would be
great.
I want
this knocking sound.
During the eulogy?
Yeah, when I'm...
After they shut the lid.
That'd be great. That'd be hilarious.
That would be hilarious.
All the grandchildren and great-grandchildren would just
traumatized.
Be mortified.
Oh, they're probably laughing their butts off.
Well, if they knew it was going to happen, otherwise it could be traumatic.
No, if they know they're Poppy, they'll go, that's Poppy.
You got a point there. Okay, now that we're down to...
Well, here's the thing. I don't think anybody will be surprised.
They would not be surprised.
So that's kind of no fun.
They would not be surprised.
Well, I want all kinds of people at my funeral. I want all you people listening to my show to come when I die and cry. And just cry.
He was such a beautiful man. See, I think if we do actually taxidermy him and make him like roboticized with all these comments, Congorians, there are some out there that would pay a high price for him.
You'd go really high on eBay.
Yes, he would.
you'd garner a very large bid.
This is all important stuff we're talking about here.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
Gotta talk about these things.
I don't know.
End of life.
Talking about making money.
Part of it has to do with
death.
The age. Like, if I were to die now and my kids are younger, I definitely would not want to have the whole body and stuff there, because I've been at funerals like that and I've watched small children have to close the lid on their parents and to stand there at a wake. It's very difficult for children. If I'm an old geezer, then that's different. It would just depend, I think.
I think it'd be fun to stick you with a stick. Poke you with a stick.
Poke me with a stick.
Hey!
And just
to see if you do it.
We're lying down on the job. We got a show to record.
So much for the emails. Sorry.
You lazy bum, get out.
I tried.
Oh my.
Let it be known that
they'll
I
have
tried.
To tune in tomorrow. What kind of email you got, by the way?
Oh, dating. There's a couple of dating
emails. Ooh, I like
emails.
Dating questions.
Dating emails.
All right, make sure that you listen in tomorrow, because we will take up your dating emails and tell you what we think about all your delating dilemmas. Those are some of the most...
Delaying dilemmas?
Delating.
Dating dilemmas. I can't talk. All right, see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.